Guys and sundry students of BA Part 2 English Honors, BN College, Bhagalpur. This is Dr. Muhammad Firoz Alam. Today, I would like to talk about prose down the ages and it's one of the topics, life and death. My dear students, you are fully acquainted with the major philosophy of life and death, but arguing that only a considerate life leads to peace with one's impending death. Ecclesiastes, often called the most human and cynical book of the Bible, muses about the precariousness of life. Unlike other biblical books, Ecclesiastes contains no covenants between God and man. Nor does it depict instances of God acting in human history, a reality very much at odds with the dominant expression of religion throughout the Hebrew Bible. Instead, the preacher shows what it means to be human and to know that death is coming. The book of Ecclesiastes, or another word you can say, Koheleth the Preacher, a title by which this book is also known, is far from a philosophical treatise on the meaning of life than it is a testimony to belief, wrote religion scholar John Selby Spohn in reclaiming the Bible for a non-religious world, portraying God as the incrustable originator of the world and the determiner of fate. Ecclesiastes is skeptical of the human ability to make change. According to Ecclesiastes 12, all things done under the sun, the word sun, which has commonly used by the narrator in the essay Life and Death. Here, the sun are vain and nothing broken will be permanently fixed. Under quote, vanish anxiety from your mind and put away pain from your body, for your youth and the dawn of life are vanity. Ecclesiastes, title 11, extracted. The book largely focuses on the limits to human power and attacks those who would argue clear-cut connections between godliness and success or failure. In my vain life, I have seen everything. There are the righteous people who perish in their righteousness, and there are wicked people who prolong their life in evil doing. Ecclesiastes, under quote, as all things will eventually come to an end, man to embrace simple pleasure as gift from God. Here, this is a very short time, and during the college classes I had already discussed about life and death. So, getting help from this short lecture, and you can make your understanding clear. Thank you very much for the patient hearing. In the next class, my dear student, I will discuss about the next topic.